It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
If hunky-dory means the same thing as right as rain, then we face the question of how right rain is.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and here with me now is University of Michigan Professor Emerita Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
Ann, I have a hunch that hunky-dory is much older than I think it is, because I'm inclined to say that it's very recent, but every time I think something is recent, it always ends up being way older.
I think it's going to be older than you think. And do you use hunky-dory, Rebecca?
I could use hunky-dory, sure. It is the name of a very good David Bowie album.
Can you think of a situation where you would use hunky-dory?
If somebody asked me how things were going and everything was going okay, I would say, yeah, things are hunky-dory.
I could too, that the situation's under control, it's good, it's hunky-dory. I think I could also use it for how I'm feeling. Like, I am hunky-dory.
Yeah, I'm chill, I'm fine.
Hunky-dory, U.S. slang. Rebecca, it goes back to the 1860s.
Okay, I thought you were going to say 1960s was my original inclination. And I thought, no, it's going to be older. Not that old, though. Wow.
1860s, and we're not sure where the dory part comes from. We think we know where the hunky part comes from. The dory part is probably just meaningless reduplication. You could think of okie dokie.
Where we've got okay and then some nonsensey word.
Right. So okie dokie, hunky dory. There are some people who suggest there's a Japanese connection, perhaps a street frequented by sailors in Japan, but there is not convincing evidence for that. But now the hunky part. Rebecca, this goes back to the game of tag.
How does it go back to the game of tag?
Because in New York in the 1800s, when children were playing tag, they had borrowed the noun hunk from Dutch, and it was used to refer to home base.
I've always just referred to it as home base. I didn't know there was another word.
I didn't either. It was, for us, it was home base or home. I do know people who have other words for this, but in New York, 1800s, it was hunk. And so you could be on hunk or reach hunk. So by the 1850s, we see hunk as an adjective meaning, very logically, safe or in a good position because you were on hunk. And by the 1860s, we have hunky used to refer to being safe and sound or in good condition. 1863, in Green's Dictionary of Slang, we have evidence for hunky Dora. And then by 1866, in the Oxford English Dictionary, hunky dory. And Rebecca, there are other variants.
I'm sure there are.
So in Green's Dictionary, we also have honky dooley and hunkum bunkum.
Perfectly reasonable interpretations, I suppose.
And in the Dictionary of American Regional English, we have hunky-doodle, hunky-dunky, and hunky-dokey.
Hunky-dokey feels a little lazy. They're kind of borrowing from okie-dokie.
And some of our listeners may be thinking of hunky referring to attractive, ruggedly handsome men. That does not show up until the 1960s, Rebecca. So there's your 1960s.
There's my 60s, yep.
But if we're going to talk about things that are good or excellent, in good shape, we have the slang term peachy keen.
Love peachy keen. Jelly bean.
I do too. That's the 1950s. And then ducky. Now, ducky is older than I expected. We've got evidence back to the 1890s. And for me, I will use ducky because a friend of mine, when I would ask him, how are you? He would say, ducky. And it always made me smile. And I thought, well, I could do that for other people by just using the word ducky because it just seems inherently amusing. We're going to end with the expression right as rain. Rebecca, can you use right as rain?
No, but I've known a few old men who can.
And I can't either. What I had not realized is that there's actually a long tradition of this right as blank. We have right as rain back to the 1860s. But earlier than that, we have things like right as a trivet.
Right as a trivet. That doesn't quite roll off the tongue like right as rain.
It's in Dickens' Pickwick Papers. But we can imagine that right as rain, given the alliteration, had more staying power. And so we still have that as a way to say perfectly well, it's right as rain.
Well, as long as everything is feeling hunky-dory for you, I think that's a good place to wrap up. Thanks so much.
Peachy keen.
Anne Curzan is an English professor emerita at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.